Blog Talk Radio.
Happy football Sunday. This is episode 11 already.
Jeez. Wow.
Episode 11 of the Brick House Fantasy Radio. Special shout out to IFM Radio Nation. We are the newest of the IFM sports teams, and we're loving it, man. We're absolutely loving it. It's a lot of fun. Really glad that we can do this here at the IFM Radio. Yeah. Shout out to those boys at that Sports Talk DT, too. Tuesdays, 8. Check them out. DT's a very cool guy. A lot of support for our show, so want to throw it back at him. And if you're looking for the show afterwards, you can search IFM Radio Nation. We will pop up on Apple, Google Podcasts, as well as Intune and iHeartRadio. With me is DC, and I'm Kamish. Today, we want to, as always, go over some fantasy football, what it means for your roster, go over some games of the week, injury updates before those 1 o'clock games, and we're happy to take any questions from you about who to start or what's on your mind. 515-605-9898.
Yes.
All right. So it's official. Number 11.
Here we are.
Here we go, man. It's this is good stuff. Having fun.
Yeah.
We had a lot of football already. Lots of games already.
Three games in the book. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot more than we're normally used to dealing with on a Sunday.
Right, so retroactively, happy Thanksgiving, right? Hope everyone, you know, had the best day they could, right?
Yep. what was your favorite game? Thursday.
I
know you were hoping Detroit was gonna pull one out, but
yeah,
close.
I kind of checked out on football after the first game.
Did you?
I did.
I thought the Vegas Dallas game was great.
Yeah,
definitely. It came down to a little bit of a nail biter.
It was funky.
Cool to see a lot of swinging.
Funky stuff going on with the officials there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's always sad. Like, I don't have much rooting interest, like, in these games. The way I watch them is a little different. I don't really, like, pick a team and cheer. It's more like cheering for things, you know?
Just,
you know, anytime I feel like a failure to perform from the officials, like, has an effect, you know, it's discouraging. You know, I always feel like, man, that wasn't the best possible game. Because
you're talking about the main one is when the center went to snap the ball, right?
That was one. And then Dalton Schultz caught a touchdown pass that they called back. Like, there was a couple of things where I was just like, you know, I just get discouraged when I think that job performance of the officials affected the game outcome. Like, I hate seeing that. It's not about I love the Dallas Cowboys or whatever. It's just like, man, you know, I sat down, I tried to watch some guys play some ball, and, you know, some weirdos in zebra shirts messed it up.
Yeah, it's definitely upsetting when the officials have that kind of sway, because it's not just a bad call. It turns into the call that shifts momentum, you know, kind of late in the game and that close, you know.
Yeah.
That would have gone the exact opposite direction, you know, that would have been a Dallas
yeah.
game.
I mean, you can't even really say, like, you know, if the calls were better, Dallas would have won. It's just more like, you can't say it didn't affect the outcome.
Sure.
So that's just a bummer. But, you know, there was one thing I really wanted to say. Hail to the victors. How about that?
Yeah,
how about,
there you go.
How about that?
That's an answer.
Yeah, 42-27. Let's go.
The Buffalo-New Orleans game, a lot different. I was expecting New Orleans to get a couple more points up on the board, but Buffalo's defense held them off pretty good.
Yeah, the Saints are, I believe they're a good ball team, but they've just been, you know, we always knew playing this first year without Breeze was going to be challenging no matter what else went right for them. They Breeze for so long that not having them was going to be a big shock for everybody. And then losing Winston, losing Kamara, now Ingram doesn't play. And you're just like, man, you feel like that's this is a year where this is a good ball team that isn't going to have a chance to show it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Simeon didn't play very good either. He was 17 for 29 with 163 yards.
Yeah.
You know, one touchdown, one interception, that's a little
rough. That's the guy that, like, you can win with him if you have tremendous support from the rest of the roster, but...
You can't really put
the outcome on his shoulders and expect a good result from that.
Right. No, that's definitely not the player for that.
No.
What else? There was. There's nothing good about the Chicago-Detroit game either. I mean, that was...
You know what?
You liked it. You liked it.
I hated it, first of all. But just fantasy nuggets.
Yeah.
You care to roster Josh Reynolds?
No.
Not start.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
Like, roster. Right? Like,
sure.
Maybe, right? Maybe? I don't know.
Sure. Yeah. But, you know, it's only three receptions. But, yes, you got the touchdown, 70 yards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a good fantasy day. That's good. I mean, five targets. Kind of hope to see him get a little bit more, I think, for – and that's – I wonder how many games he's hit. At least that many targets.
Well, I think that was either his first or second game with the Lions. So, I mean, but I do think that, okay, taken with a grain of salt, because it is the Lions and Jared Goff, and he appears to be the most used receiver. Like, if you're going to play a Detroit wide receiver, that would probably be the one, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And then maybe it's more of like a DFS thing. Like I've built out the rest of my roster. I need a bargain bin wide receiver just to fill a slot. Like, maybe that's something to look at.
Yes. That's where it's a perfect, you know, in that, holy crap, you know, somebody's multiple injuries, got a bye week, then yeah, he's going to be their deeper guy too. And the other guys on that receiving core was kind of tough. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's like Swift and Williams were their main receivers anyways. Amon St. Brown, Khalif Raymond. That's about it. TJ Hawkinson. That's
the one. That's
their main pass catcher.
Yeah.
So Reynolds, I can see Reynolds being a stash.
Okay. And, I mean, it depends on how awesome your receiver depth is, right?
Sure. But, yeah, and on the other side of that game, too, Mooney has had more than one very good game now, too, and it's been – doesn't really matter kind of who's in at quarterback. feel like it took a little while for him to kind of pop, but seems like now is kind of that time.
It does. It appears that way. We'll see. You know, he has drops problems, man. That's one thing you always got to, at least me, I'm nervous when I see that. I'm pretty sure that catching a football is a challenge for him, right? Like, and given that his position is wide receiver, like, kind of itchy. But yeah, he has established himself as like a usable fantasy guy.
Yeah, yeah, and it's hard because it's the Bears, so still
yeah.
not really wanting to yeah, not wanting to start some of these guys unless you have to.
And yeah. It's just a slight cut above the Lions.
Yeah.
I mean you're absolutely right. Like they're most productive receiver has been Hockenson with 76 targets and 57
yeah.
catches. But I mean, DeAndre Swift is right behind him, 70 targets, 56 catches. About
that's what I thought.
Yards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Checkdown City.
Yeah.
Checkdown City.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and he is a playmaker. Like, it's like, yeah. I think even if he were in like a high-flying, prolific offense, he would still be a heavily used person. So,
well,
yeah, that's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
What about today?
Pittsburgh, Cincinnati coming up. This is one of the 1 o'clock games. Should be kind of fun here.
Yeah, I think that whole division is kind of exciting. Like, you know, the Ravens, you know, they lose to Miami, you know, then Lamar sits a game. That we might make it to week 18 not knowing who's going to win that division. I think that's turned out to be one of the more exciting divisions in the NFL.
Agreed.
I think, in the preseason, there was a lot of excitement for the NFC West, but San Francisco and Seattle have both kind of not done as well as expected here. I mean, that AFC North, that, yeah.
Oh.
So now, I mean, big injuries for the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking at Marquise Brown. Questionable. I don't know. And if he ends up being out, do I just play Bateman? So, big questionables for the day. I mean, what is there really, you know? Like, Marquise Brown, big questionable. It looks like Kareem Hunt's going to play tonight. You know, then what else is there? I don't know. It's tough to say. We're going to keep an eye on that last report. And then, you know, Damian Harris, I guess people are probably keeping an eye on him.
Yeah, Patterson as well.
Oh, Cordarrelle Patterson, yeah. That's a big points guy. That's a bit, yeah, that's an important person. Any other biggins that you know, everyone's got their eye out for coming up in the next few minutes? Saquon Barkley, Aaron Jones. You know, I mean, Aaron Jones, similar to Kyler Murray last week, you know, I would be surprised if he played, being as how their bye is next week. You know, it seems like, you know, just give him that clean 3 weeks off. It's still someone that if he's playing, you got to have him in your lineup. So keep an eye out for it.
Exactly.
A.J. Brown went to injured reserve.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of weeks left. Like, injured reserve is, like, something pretty close to half the season at this point in time.
Yeah.
Especially in fantasy terms. Like, he's out for the next 3 weeks. I think we got 3 weeks until fantasy playoffs, you know?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, that's a big one. Elijah Mitchell is questionable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big name, but I think, you know, there's probably a few fantasy managers that have been getting good points from him on the weeks that he does play.
Yep. And then who is really the fill-in there? Because is that Chester? That's Chester Rogers. And that's it.
Well, there was a guy. Did he get hurt last week? There was a guy called Marcus Johnson.
I did see a couple of people sliding that name around off of waivers. I don't think that's, you know, anything that's going to stick, but. Who else we got here?
You actually, it's funny that you bring up that question so shortly after we talked about Josh Reynolds with the Lions, right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. We had Josh Reynolds playing with Tennessee less than a month ago. Like, it, yeah, they could use him right now.
Yeah, they really could. We've got Jets playing Houston today at 1. Ooh, 2-2-8 teams. Somebody's going to win.
I mean, it kind of seems like they're playing for a draft order at this point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the players don't care about that, right? Like, but, you know, and then maybe the coaches don't even care. Like, maybe the head coaches feel like, man, if we don't win another ball game, I might get fired, you know? But
yeah,
I think in the eyes of the fans, right? And probably a lot of fans would prefer that their team lose that particular game.
Sure.
And, you know, the players, I mean, the player doesn't care. Like, why should I help our team get a draft pick? All they're going to do is draft my replacement. Huh?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but for the fans, the fans always love the high pick. I think it's stupid. Like, between 15 and 25 every year, and they always get a good player in the first round.
Yeah.
Right? Detroit's been picking the top 10 for the last 20 years. So who we pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eric Ebron. Right? What, Fairley, the defensive lineman? Oh, God. Oh, Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Detroit. Couple of rough goes.
I mean, just like, so this is why, like, as a Detroit person, like, I'm not really sitting here hoping for the high pick. I'm just like, you know, prove to me that you can actually figure out what player you're supposed to pick at any pick, like, before I care that you have the first pick.
Right.
Like, you pick 12, well, just get someone that can play, you know? Jeez. Is it Dave? Detroit picked Eric Ebron in the first round with Aaron Donald and Odell Beckham available.
Okay.
Why do I care what we pick?
I know.
Like, just,
it's been, and it's been repeated, too. It's over and over again.
Yeah. Why do I care? So, I don't know. Draft order stuff is always weird to me. Miami looks like they're surging. I think Tua looks like a viable fill-in quarterback starter.
I agree. Yeah. And they've even had some injury issues on kind of both ends of the ball.
Sure.
You know, and they still seem to be doing all right. So that's probably the more surprising is, you know, Fuller and Parker, you know, lost Brown. I mean, there's been, you know, several linemen too that have been, you know, put on the IR, so they've definitely taken a hit.
And they still are
performing. Hey, we got a caller here.
Okay, let's do it.
Do that.
We've got, oh, here it is. The champ is here.
Good morning. Happy Football Sunday. Welcome to Brickhouse Fantasy Radio. What's going on, champ?
I won't be no champ after this fucking season, I tell you that much.
No.
That sucks. It sucks.
The sadness in his voice. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, look, we got 3 weeks left. I mean, why the discouraged attitude?
Because, man, I got to play Kirk Cousins this week, and that sucks. It sucks.
What was it about this week's game that you didn't want to play Dak Prescott?
Well, no Amari Cooper, no CeeDee Lamb. I didn't think the receiver depth was had the guts to perform, you know. And you know, evidently they did. And I left Dak on the bench.
And I mean, yeah, whatever guys they had, they supported nearly 400 passing yards.
I mean, yeah, but the week before, no Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb goes down in the first quarter, and that gives me a solid 2 points. And
right. Yeah, you were more hurt about last week
with the interception. I mean, you know, the Chiefs defense, they've been playing better.
Well, I mean, noticed last week.
Yeah, Chris Jones is having one of the better seasons and for any defensive lineman this year. And and who's that corner? Tre'Davious Ward? Hey. That's a player. When we talk about best corners, we should maybe start considering him.
Well, I think you're really talking about Snead. Snead is the better one.
Snead.
Yeah, Snead is the better one. But they have been showing shit all season. All of a sudden, against the Cowboys, they want to act like they some all-pro corners out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, get out of here. I don't hear that. And then with the short week, I didn't think Dak and the boys had it in them. So, I know Kirk better give me at least 20 points.
Kirk Cousins better score 20 points.
That's what he's averaging. He's averaging 21.8. He's positionally ranked 9th.
Give me a dub, and I'll be all right. I'll be okay.
He's been doing better against some of the better teams, it seems like, as well.
Let's hope he keeps the ball at San Francisco.
I mean, he did 27 points against Green Bay, and Green Bay's defense has been really good.
He's been throwing touchdown passes. I it looks like Jefferson's really been supporting him, giving him what he needs. And Thielen's playing okay.
Yeah,
like
all
I said,
the volume ended up at Jefferson.
Let's hope he keeps the ball rolling. That's all I got to say. Because his receivers are well intact. Adam Thielen, yep. Jefferson, they're still healthy. So start throwing fucking touchdowns, guy.
I mean, you're 4-7, and we got 3 weeks left. Like, do you think you can make the tournament at 7-7?
I don't know.
And then the next question is, do you have that confidence of, like, look, just get me in the tournament? Like, can you?
Oh, yeah, I have the confidence of getting me in, but getting in is a different story. I got Amari Cooper's out here with COVID. Kamara's been out the last couple weeks. Like, been tough sledding out here.
And it's really rough because the way the standings are sitting right now is tough because a lot of people are really close to it'd have to be like a really right amount of people taking those losses 3 weeks in a row, because even just looking at the schedule, that's really tough. I mean, there's obviously our first place is 8-3, and then 1, 2, 3, 4 people at 6-5, and then 2 at 7-4. Like, Demetrius ate up.
Yeah, Demetrius is probably the only one. The only one that's really out of it.
Yeah, I think that's the only person that couldn't. And tell me, your points are
okay.
Decent enough to where if you
it's in the realm.
Like, gotta losing out is, you know, would be really tough because it'd have to be like huge weeks too. Not like you can't just win; you have to win, you know, at the $130.
Yeah.
Each time with a couple of low scores for some other people.
Yeah, and then how many of us are going to be playing each other? You know, like you're 4-7,
exactly.
You're playing Lux. He's also 4-7, so probably the loser of that becomes eliminated from contention. I would think.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I'm playing Hank Hill. We're both 6-5. You know, my next game, Nate, 5-6.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, but it's those guys.
So it's like we are all playing each other.
Even after this week, I'll still be a game behind, though, even if I win.
Well, with two games.
Then you got to play Nate.
I got Beef Supreme. So Beef Supreme is out here steamrolling folks. So I'm gonna need Lux.
That's
and
the
more
toughest squad out there.
And a little sprinkle. So
you got the toughest rest of the season, probably.
Exactly.
But in a sense, it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Because you're playing Kamish. Like, you hang a loss on him, like, that helps you in both directions.
Yeah, that would definitely knock me out.
Or at least, you know, close the gap.
Yeah, but it's a big if, man. I got to get my guys back. You guys want to act like they're walking on crutches or cast or some shit.
Yeah, the reason this is, like, relevant for the outside listener is really just to spread the message of, like, look, there's 3 weeks left here, you guys. Like, play well for 3 weeks and give yourself a chance, everybody. It's not time to give up. It's not time to leave guys in your lineup when they're on bye or they're injured. Like, play your waivers next Tuesday. Give it a go today. See what happens, people. Like,
you're playing against Quest too. He's not playing a tight end right now. Does he
That's
have everybody else?
Like, listen, you're, the first step to winning the fantasy championship is making the playoff tournament. So just go.
That ears listening.
That's what I really. I just want to get that word out to the people. Is like it's not time to give up. You got to have some optimism that just keep trying to give yourself a chance.
Exactly. I'm not helping myself. I left Ingerman. I missed it. I was into the game, and I just whiffed, man. I went in like a couple minutes after the start, and it was locked out. So I got the goose
well,
eggs.
You still got help though. I mean, Josh Allen.
Yeah, you got. Yeah.
Mooney.
Like
had
you got
that help that Allen was connecting with Knox.
Yeah.
You're getting busy
but
out
still,
there.
Still, that's. I mean, Aaron Jones possibly playing, or anybody at this point. I could have just went with this Hilliard, Dontrell, you know,
yeah.
and it's gonna be that'll be a timeshare too. Him and Foreman are gonna split it, but still, you know, 6 points, 7 points maybe is better than the zero, and especially because you know, getting help other places doesn't actually help because I'm still competing with half of the league at 6-5, and other people have more points. You know, so like every little point counts. I mean, we're proof of that. We've tied, you know, records and points even while we were using, you know, a fraction of a point, and we still tied. So we had to go to points against, which is
points against is the worst tiebreaker. Oh,
it is the worst. I know. But those points matter, man. You can't be leaving those things.
Yeah, I mean, let's just have an arm wrestling match and manually set it at that point. Like, I mean, really. I'm biased by suggesting arm wrestling and not a foot race, right? Maybe. But something. At like something that actually says I am better than you at a thing. Like points against. But my points against is low right now. It's because of my great defense, right? Come on.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry for ranting.
Anyways, I have a couple roster questions.
What do you got?
All right. Let's see. All right, Miles Sanders or Jarvis Landry?
Miles Sanders is sketch, bro. I just don't know about him.
They're both.
They're both
ridiculously sick.
Detroit. Okay, so they're playing Baltimore.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, Landry hasn't caught a touchdown yet this season. Like, ugh. I mean, you know what about Landry? The targets are there. The yardage is just shit.
What's going on? Is Baker hurt? Baker's been beat up bad.
Yeah, I mean, I think his non-throwing shoulder is going to require surgery when the season ends.
He played.
I think. The guy only played one game, right? Backup. What's his name?
Buddy.
Man, they have, like, the fancy backup. I don't know why I can't think of it. No, I'm sorry.
Here. Just trying to look at that matchup there. Case Keenum.
Yeah. So, one game for him, right?
Yeah.
See, if Keenum played, I would say Landry.
Okay. Keenum's been in more than one game. Okay. It looks like he started one game. He started the Denver game week 7. And, okay. I mean, I want to tell you Landry, but, like, I know that that's just that's a rough scenario that you have to choose between either of those guys, to be honest. I mean,
yeah.
Are there any names that you're just leaving out? Like, what do you have? What do you really have? Why can't you start Jared Cook?
Because what has he been doing with his life? Nothing.
Enough to be considered with the likes of Jarvis Landry and Miles Sanders, no?
No, not even.
Like any last minute waiver guys? Like I'm just saying this in the sense that
after the bye week, Jared Cook, 3.5, 8.8, 1.5, 4.2. No.
These names are so bad. Like
Well, everybody acts like they don't want to play football.
I mean, you want to look at Kendrick Bourne on the waivers?
Not really. I don't even know. He's on someone's team, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you probably just got to roll with Sanders.
You want to do a Jamison Crowder? He's averaging 9 points per game. They're playing Houston.
I don't know about that.
Carter's out too. They're running back.
Isn't Wilson's back behind the center?
Yeah. And to me, he looks like the worst one. I don't know what they're doing. Anyway, for some reason, they're projecting points out of David Johnson. You can roll the dice there. Chester Rogers.
I was looking at him. They say. Westbrook is the better one to have, but
it's Quick House, so you're going to get the return bonus for Rodgers. He's a returner.
Is he now?
Yeah.
He handles punt and kick return.
Yeah.
And the Titans are one of the teams that roll out. Oh, we got a Got another caller here.
Okay. Oh, him.
Bring him in.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what do you mean bring him in? Oh, him. What is that? What does that mean? Are you having a little angst today?
No, it means that I was really excited to see you call in. Like, you know,
We're playing each other this week, bro. This is a big week. This means a lot for either one of us making the playoffs.
It does.
Unbelievable. I'll tell you what, it's a tight ass league, man. It ain't nobody better than 7-4. You know what I mean? I'm definitely, it's definitely hurting me that one week where I didn't beat Dave by not playing the tight end, because that would have pulled me up. So that really hurts still. And
everything is rough, man. Like this is a battlefield league right here.
But you see how the playoffs are kind of shaping up, kind of actually the way I was talking about it a few weeks ago, though.
I mean, some people may be stepping up a little further than expected.
So put it this way. If you beat me this week, you're going to make the playoffs. If you beat me this week. If you don't beat me this week, I'm calling it you're out. Because Rob's team is looking really good. I've been saying that. Dave's team with Jonathan Taylor is unbelievable. Yep. So they're good. Beef Supreme, he's still rocking from that week one trade that he fucking got. That's why everybody's scared of him. Maybe next time y'all will learn the veto. Maybe next time y'all learn. Hopefully y'all learned your lesson, because that lopsided a team after week one. Hopefully y'all learned something from that.
What is the lesson that you're hoping I learned?
What?
What is the lesson that you're hoping I learned?
About what? Not vetoing that trade?
No, I'm saying.
Why didn't you?
You said hopefully we learned a lesson. What is the lesson? I didn't learn anything yet. Teach me.
Is that when you see lopsided trades, it's the responsibility of the entire league to veto trades that are not fair
to the league.
Like Kelby was saying, Kelby's about to play him in a couple weeks, and he's tough as shit. Good luck making the playoffs, buddy. you know what I mean? Like, you have no chance.
That's not something I'm going to be doing. Like, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, but I'm not a trade.
Yeah, no, you guys don't do that kind of shit.
I hear what you're saying, Mark, but since we've been running this league since God knows how long, like,
you guys don't do that.
There's been lopsided trades before, but, you know, we just talk our shit, bite the bullet, and keep on mushing on. You know what I'm saying? So,
this is the argument.
Yeah, you guys definitely operate a little differently. I'm still getting used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you veto a trade that's just because you think that the players are lopsided? Like Cooper Kupp,
absolutely,
has 100%. He's proven to be that good this season, but last year he was good. He wasn't as good as he is right now. You never know.
Yeah, but it was the person. Yeah, but you were trade. But you also, it was who it was for.
He's the one offering a good player.
I'm sorry. Normally, like, I know, and that's why. Hey, and that's why I don't talk shit to Dana, because it ain't Dana's fault. At the same time,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you can't tell me. You can't tell. Where's Le'Veon Bell now again?
Unemployed.
Unemployed. Exactly. So you trade an unemployed, maybe he'll start player for a solid wide receiver too. After week one, definitely. And now he's the best receiver in the league. Anyway, I'm ready to move on. I'm talking about 15 seconds of shit again, because I heard Kelby saying he's got to play beef. And I was like, yeah, you're right. He does have to play beef. That sucks. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, man. I feel bad. You know, I was, you know. Anyway, so moving on.
Any roster issues?
Dude, I don't know who the fuck to play. So I got both the running backs for New England. I got Devontae Freeman. I got Bateman, Von Jefferson. I need to fill two spots. Who are you playing? Exactly. They're all about the same, that 9-10 point ratio. I don't know. Freeman had a good week last week. What are the chances he puts up two in a row? I told you Freeman was going to do good last week. Fuck, I sat him.
You were right. Like, that. Uh-huh. Yeah. That was the right
question. Yeah.
We were talking about it last week, I think they're just going to hand the ball off a bunch to him, and he did good. So
yeah,
well, Murray,
but yeah,
he did much better. And it,
Didn't Murray come back last
we
week?
Also told you,
yes, he did.
We also told you
to
play Clyde Edwards-Helaire, too, and you didn't play him.
Yes, that one I did not. Yes, you're right. You got me there. Still got the dub, though. Got me there.
Yeah.
Well, because it was his first game back. Honestly, if you take away that touchdown, what did he have? You know, 7 points? You know, like he just happened to get a touchdown.
I mean, he was supposed to be
my starter all season, him and Darrell Henderson. That's why I took him with my second pick.
I understand the cautious play because it's his first game back
and
Williams has been balling. He has been balling.
Yeah.
He was. So, that's right. I was really surprised to see them take him that much out of the game, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised by that.
I definitely see the cautious play.
Well, another one, Mark, is, like, would you play Kareem Hunt?
Ah, that's who I forgot. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Go look at who I got. I got all these 10-point players. I thought about playing Hunt just because you played Schultz against me and he fucking got 15 points or whatever. Some bitch. You playing Pittman against me, too?
I'm playing Pittman. The person that I just can't wrap my head around is Emmanuel Sanders. Like, do you guys think I need to give up on him now?
Fuck yeah. You should have given up on him. I was so happy to see you had him in your lineup.
Well, who should I have played? Tim Patrick?
Yeah.
Hold on. I don't know who's all on your team. Let me go take a little look-see. But, yeah, he probably was the best play for a high end. You know what I mean? Like, you had a chance to get 18 or 20.
I could have played Tim Patrick, Cole Beasley, Dallas Goedert.
The only week
Scott.
I played Tim Patrick, I got a goose egg. So I'm not ever going to say play Tim Patrick, but he usually is a solid.
Tim Patrick is very similar to Sanders for me, where, like, earlier in the season, I thought I could have played him a little. And then
I'm looking at your squad. I mean, I probably would have. Oh, so you already have three receivers.
Yeah.
Right.
But we're talking about pulling Sanders. So
I would have
moved
Keenan Allen up, not played Sanders, and probably played Foreman, to be honest with you.
Foreman. Okay. But now, with
I think everybody's still low on him, but I think he's going to be all right.
I think he's going to be
all right.
He runs hard. I think that the Titans thing is just going to be like a game script situation. Like, if they need to pass a lot, Hilliard is the running back you want to have. And so I thought
he catches a lot of passes.
Sanders was the best play you had, though. But this is such a deep league that you don't have, you know, all-stars to sub it. So, yeah, Sanders was the best play you had, I think. So I really can't knock that. He was the best player you had.
Regardless position, all Titans are toss-ups.
So yeah.
Run them at your own risk.
That's pretty much kind of my
I know. I lost Derrick Henry in my other league. I was fucking – that hurt. That hurt a lot.
Yeah.
No.
I had Christian McCaffrey and Derrick Henry as my running backs. Don't ask how.
Yeah.
Don't ask how.
That hurt.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That is rough.
Well, I still got Christian McCaffrey, so I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Got that one back.
I traded for McCaffrey when he was injured. You know, he had that little injury.
Yeah,
I traded for him. I traded Zach Ertz, Henry Ruggs, and Alex Collins for him.
Wow.
And this was before, obviously, Ruggs was in his situation.
Yeah.
But I offered Devontae Smith instead of Ruggs, and he took Ruggs. So I offered Devontae Smith, Alex Collins, and Zach Ertz. That's a pretty decent trade, I think. And he needed a tight end.
And you got McCaffrey out of that?
Yeah.
Well, whatever it's what's going to take into the playoffs.
I had such a deep bench. You know what I mean? My tight end is already Kittle. I picked up Schultz off waivers. I picked up Collins off waivers. You know what I mean? It really didn't mean as much. And I had players to replace them already. I had Chase Edmonds. I had Derrick Henry. So I was trying to make like a super team.
No, I like it. You know, it's. I like your enthusiastic attitude for trades. It's one of the things that makes you a good add to the Brick House. I love trades.
I do like trades too, but they got to make sense, you know. Like that's why I haven't been in the league long enough, but I vetoed the trade out of principle because I just felt like the players were so starkly different. One was a starting player, and the other one wasn't even basically rostered a week ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like that.
Explained it the best. Like it's it's just kind of how we do it. Like we're gonna make fun of you. We're not gonna veto the trade.
Oh,
that's all.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
you're also going to hand over all your money at the end of it, too, so. You guys allow trades late into the season.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think we have a trade deadline. I think if someone wants
you
to
don't
do
have
trade
one.
In the bowl,
so
good.
You can trade later for players next year kind of thing that you might want to keep. That's, like, something you guys
yeah,
do, correct?
We do have one rule. Like, if you're not allowed to – okay. We can't put it in the settings because it's just not that flexible, but we all know. Once the fantasy playoffs begin, the only trades that can happen are a playoff team can trade with a playoff team or a non-playoff team can trade with a non-playoff team. Like, we're not going to allow a team outside the playoffs to trade with an active team.
Huh. Okay, I kind of like that rule. That's fair.
Okay, but other than that, there's
no...
Yeah,
it's just to keep it in the... You know, from the last
place. Yeah, where somebody that didn't make it can't get salty and go stack somebody else's team. Yeah.
Exactly, yes.
Right.
Heard that. All right.
It's...
All right, so
other than that, I like trades.
Yeah, I have another roster
go
question.
Go on.
Okay.
All right. Myles Gaskin or Saquon Barkley or Odell?
Barkley.
Okay.
Odell, they already said that they're trying to work Odell into the lineup, so he's still not going to be an all-star. I think he's going to be more there for the playoffs. I would definitely not start Odell yet.
DC?
That's just my opinion.
I'm not an Odell person. Like, he is firmly in the show-me state. Like, I consider Van Jefferson and Tyler Higbee to be more relevant fantasy options at this point. Just show me state.
So Saquon or Gaskin?
Saquon.
I mean,
was Saquon still hurt or something?
He's questionable.
No, he came back
that's
last
what I'm
week.
Saying.
Questionable.
He had the ankle issue, but they removed his injury designator. So
and they're playing against a shitty team, aren't they? Who are they playing?
Yep.
Philly?
That's why they're playing.
See,
Philly
I would play Saquon, man. I mean, you got to look at the higher end, man. You got to look at the higher end. You got a higher chance.
I almost went with Gaskins. I almost said Gaskins just because the injury designator, they still had it on there for Saquon. So since that
and
was
the
removed,
Dolphins on the road
Saquon's
now. The Dolphins on a little road now. They're a little hot.
I agree with that.
They are, but
yep.
They're playing Carolina. They're playing Carolina, who's got a better run defense.
Carolina
they got a good run defense. Carolina does though.
Carolina,
I heard
not
that
they are. That shit is fugazi, bro. That shit ain't as what it's hyped up to be.
So it sounds like you want to play Gaskin. I think you should just roll with your gut instinct.
I mean, listen, I got Saquon in right now. I got Saquon in already.
What's your goal with the talent there? I get that.
I just want a little input. That's all. But I got Saquon in. You know,
I would stick with Saquon personally. What do y'all think?
Well, if the injury designator is removed,
it can
become a lot more viable, but it's still not comfortable for me. Okay, I think it depends on what you're hoping for out of that slot. Like,
most points.
I gotta shake something because,
yeah.
If you're really chasing points from that slot specifically, then Mark is right. Like, ceiling-wise, Barkley would be the one. I mean, just for who he is as a human, like, holy shit.
Yeah,
right?
he's just an outstanding athlete.
Yeah,
so talent-wise.
So
yeah.
The guy that's definitely not going to screw you over is Gaskins, I would think. So it's like, if you think that the rest of your roster spots can carry the big point, and what you need there is to just kind of keep the party alive, then play Gaskins. But if you're like looking at some of your other spots like with a questionable spirit, then yeah, chase the points from Barkley. That's what I think.
Yeah, cool. They both have like at times a high ceiling, but I think Saquon is the better play this week against Philly.
Yeah,
I think just Matt.
God forbid the Giants got to come back. They get down early. You know what I'm saying? Like. Daniel
right.
Jones, he's not exactly that type of quarterback. Like, he's trash.
Well, but let me ask you this. If they did have to start pushing the offense early in the game, who's their best receiver?
Exactly.
Is it Barkley?
Exactly. Who do shitty teams push the ball to?
I mean,
look at Carter.
I think,
look at Carter.
Honest, I think their best receiver is their best receiver, to be honest, is Tony. To be honest with you,
okay.
But
is Tony playing today?
I believe so.
Okay, I saw him on a questionable earlier. I haven't been following the recent injuries.
And they say Aaron Jones
out.
Aaron Jones might
come
back.
Tony
is also.
Tony is out.
Aaron Jones might be playing. Who's out? Jones.
Tony.
No, Tony.
Tony's out. Okay.
Shepard's out. I think no one left. Shit. But coming back? Tony's out, but Galladay's back, right?
Yeah, but Galladay is almost like a same city as Odell. There's a bunch of names that are kind of like that. Like, if Allen Robinson ever returns from injury, you think that matters to anyone?
Well, isn't that why fantasy football is awesome? Because the people you think are going to be great, they suck. And then some people you think it sucks, it's great. And it's just sometimes get lucky. And it's kind of like winning the lottery.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's why it's
right?
great.
Yeah.
It is great.
So
–
So what I'm saying is that, I mean, I don't know. I just think Barkley is by far the higher ceiling. It's up to you. But do you have any other
question? The other one is Aaron Jones. They say he's a game-time decision. He might be back this week.
No, don't worry. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think that
would.
That's
why
I didn't want to
get names. He got this for sure.
I mean, I got T. Higgins.
Yeah, I like that against Pittsburgh, interdivisional rival there.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it more than I like Barkley. Like, I think
Barkley's the one to play for sure.
Yeah,
Barkley, game over.
Yeah, I might play T. Higgins over Pittman this week. Kelby,
Higgins over Pittman. I don't see that because
I would at least look into it a little further.
It's Tampa, bro. Their corners are awful, Brady and them finna put points up, and I think Carson Wentz is gonna have the pressure to make it a shootout, make it a close one, and I think Pittman's gonna benefit from that.
Teams have struggled to establish the running back against Tampa. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm definitely leaving your boy in there.
Yeah,
but it's also Taylor against Tampa too. So.
I mean, that's true. Like, this is almost unprecedented. This guy is,
yeah, he's something.
Whew.
And plus, Tampa did lose.
Who's that?
Sorry, I'm cleaning my bong right now. I just heard you. Going, ooh, I was just wondering if you were talking about Tom Brady.
No, it's Jonathan Taylor. Like, that guy there. Like, on one hand, you're noticing, like, man, getting the run game floating against Tampa has been challenging for nearly everyone this season. But Jonathan Taylor seems like, you know, if anyone is going to overcome that challenge, he's a strong candidate.
Definitely ain't going to have a day like he had last week or nothing. But is he going to get to 20? Probably. You know?
Yeah. So does that put the Colts in a spot where they're throwing a little more? And Pittman is someone you can be comfortable with? But the main part is that they're just playing me this week,
so I would definitely not start Pittman.
Okay, but what about for a guy in a different league? Like the most relevant information is that Tampa's defensive backfield has been a mess since the first week, and they haven't corrected it. Like, the Richard Sherman thing was fugazi to begin with, and now he's out.
Yeah, it was with Don.
Yeah. Like, there's so many better directions that could have gone in.
I mean, theoretically, Pittman should be able to do really well against Tampa.
Okay.
Like, if you look at every sign, like, yeah, Pittman should do well. I think that Taylor probably would have not as good of a day, and Pittman will probably have a good day. They're going to have to throw because they're going to be losing, most likely.
Would you consider playing T. Higgins over Pittman?
No, I wouldn't even consider it. Okay. But that's, you know, I drafted Pittman, though, and then traded him to you, so obviously I thought that he was a decent player.
Yeah, well, I mean, T. Higgins has been, like,
I think you should put them both in your lineup because you're guaranteed to get your 25, 30 points. That's what I would say if you're really between the decision. Because I think one of them will go off. One of them will go off.
Yeah.
100%.
This is a case where, like, it's really got to be an either or. The other people in the lineup are too strong. Those only four people.
Decisions. Yeah. Well, whatever you choose, I hope it's the worst one. And it gives you no points, and he breaks his ankles on the first play.
Oh God!
I hope we both clear 150, so that the winner of this matchup really establishes they're better than the other person. How about that?
I just don't know.
Like,
I hope
you have a great week. I hope you score the most points you scored season.
See, that's the thing. If I'm gonna win. If I'm going to win this week, it's going to be because you had to have bad week because I ain't scoring 150. I'll tell you that right now.
Whatever.
Look who's on my bench, man. I got Allaire, Tyreek Hill, Kyler Murray. Come on, man. Like, this is you got me on the best team possible. If you don't beat me this week, you suck.
He's definitely playing you on the right week. I tell you that.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
He's
like,
playing on the right week, but
you got me on the best week ever.
Like Jonathan Taylor dropped 51 points on guys last week. All right, like, quarterbacks don't even do that. So, you know, you don't know what to expect on any given Sunday.
Exactly. I already got a 4-pointer.
Spoken like a true philosopher, Kelby.
Hey, man, just calling it how it is, man. Like,
yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, continue. Sorry.
Yeah. Any more like?
Nothing. You don't know what's going to happen every single week.
You don't. You really don't.
Some people think they know.
Really
it's
don't.
Cute.
No.
Mm, yeah, that is the fun part about it is that every week you don't know what's going
to
happen.
I'm probably going to play Cam Newton over Matt Stafford. Do you think that's a big mistake?
No, I like Cam Newton too. I'm starting him in my other league.
I like Cam, but I don't know, man. I think after that horrible performance last week, I think Stafford is out here with a chip on his shoulder. Likewise with Kupp. I think that.
Green Bay's defense has actually been surprisingly good, though. We were talking about this before, I believe.
And then just
Green Bay's defense is
like,
too good, man.
As far as looking at what you said, they're playing at home. No, the Rams are playing at Green Bay. The Rams are playing at Cleveland.
Yeah. They're playing at home.
And then as far as what you say, like expecting Rams coming out with a vengeance, I would be more likely to agree if it wasn't two bad games in a row they just had. Okay, it wasn't only the 49ers.
And Cam Newton has a bone to pick. He's trying to be an all-star right now.
Right.
They're playing exactly. So, like, I would go with Cam, man. I do like Cam. Like I said, I'm starting him in my other league. I think he's going to have a great week.
And I told y'all before, I'll say it again, man. The Dolphins are underachieving. That defense is for real.
What weeks are we talking about? Because we all know we've all been Dolphins fans for a while, except for Levi. And they always do better in the mid to the end of the year. They just suck in the first half of the year. You can pretty much guarantee it. And then, you know, here we are.
But
we're starting to play good now. So, like, no, I'm agreeing with you. I think that they're playing good right now. I just think that I don't understand why every year we just can't get it done early in the season.
It's something for the Wizards to answer. You know what I'm saying? Guys with powers that we have no understanding of. I don't know.
I don't think Cam is the right play over Stafford.
I think Stafford, especially.
I'm not faced with the Stafford, though. I probably would start Stafford if I had him over Cam, but I don't have that option. I got Kyler Murray, and he's out.
No,
he's on bye.
I put Cam as that guy,
but yeah.
I get to start two quarterbacks. The three that I have is Jackson, Newton, and Stafford.
Oh.
Right now, Jackson and Newton are in my lineup.
I mean, it's to each his own, man. I mean, either one. I don't really think that's a. I think you're going to probably get about the same points either way. That's what I think. But
Matt
the commission thinks that.
To do with it.
That. I mean, they're going to have to score. That's the thing. They're going to have to score. The Rams are going to have to score to keep up with the Green Bay.
I think
Stafford isn't exactly like you're going to get two touchdowns out of Stafford. It just depends on whether you think you're going to get a little more out of Cam. But Stafford's got the better team. You know what I mean? Like, so.
I mean, really,
if I had the decision, I would probably do Stafford if I had both. But considering I don't have him in my other league, I am starting Cam. I don't think you'll be too much short.
It's definitely hard to picture yourself playing someone else's roster.
Yeah.
That's true.
So that one's on you, man. Good luck with that. I don't think it's bad either way.
No, I mean, I'm set pretty well. I also have Mahomes, but he's on bye.
Heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. Marquise Brown, questionable. That's tough.
Is he not playing? Because if so, I'm playing Bateman against your ass.
He's questionable. I guess I can afford to wait because my other person.
So should I start Bateman then? Should I start Bateman if he sits? Yes, right?
I probably would.
They're playing Cleveland, right?
Teams haven't been scoring a bunch of points on Cleveland.
Yeah, the defense is tough.
Are you trying to talk me out of it because I'm playing you, Levi? Remember, I was itching to play Bateman. I've been itching to play that fool. And then Jackson didn't play last week, so I sat him. And so if he doesn't play, I'm playing him.
That might be a low-scoring game. Don't be surprised if it is.
Yeah, and it's going to be extra challenging because they don't play till tonight. Okay.
All right, but if he does play and all
o'clock,
that, I mean,
find
the chance
out whether or not. Like, who are you gonna pull out?
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody,
shit!
For like a Monday, you know what I mean? So you'd have to be.
Well, you guys didn't help me with any of my decisions. I asked you guys. I said I have five players. I got two spots, and y'all didn't give me one damn answer.
No, that might have been when you were. We couldn't hear you
first coming on. So I got both the running backs for New England. Damien Harris and Stevenson. I got Von Jefferson. I got Bateman and I got Hunt and Devontae Freeman. So six players that are all projected at 9-10 point range. Who are you playing out of two spots?
Pick two.
Pick two out of six that are all in the same range. You know, like that's frustrating.
Okay.
I would go.
So let me go over again. You got Von Jefferson. You got Bateman. You got Devontae Freeman. You got Kareem Hunt. And who am I missing?
All right, go one at a time. Go one at a time here. Let's pick.
Well, I got to pull up the roster so I can see them all. It's Devontae Freeman, who I got in right now.
Yeah, I would keep him in.
Kareem Hunt, Vaughn Jefferson, Bateman, Damian Harris, and Stevenson.
I think one of those New England backs will turn up for you. I just don't know which one.
That's where I'm – okay, so that's what I'm saying, dude. Like, they're all in that same range where any – I feel like some of them – out of those six players, there's at least two that are fucking hitting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can't figure out which two.
I would flip a coin for one of the New England running backs. And
all right, flip a coin. I like it. I'm thinking that might be the right idea. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
go Devontae Freeman. He's the hottest hand.
That's it. I got him in right now. So that's who I got in as my running back.
Mitch, what do you say?
I just really in between because I want to start one of those receivers. I just don't know which one.
Mitch, what do you say?
This is because I want to say Hunt.
I know, right? And then you throw Hunt in there, but he's coming off an injury. So I got to stay consistent with the way I do things, which is kind of wait and see how they do it. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I played with Allaire last week. I'd rather keep it consistent.
Hunt still has a designation on him right now. He's still questionable.
Well, that's because they don't play till tonight. But he's got two of the other guys in that list that also play tonight. So he really could, like, leave one spot for a tonight guy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Who plays tonight again?
Like, basically,
Hunt plays tonight.
Who's the one that you are most likely to
Bateman.
Pull out of your starting lineup right now?
I think that right now I got Bateman in there.
Like,
I think I'm just going to leave him
maybe
in there and see what happens, which means that I'm starting Freeman and Harris.
Roll with it.
Okay, so you got to swap your flex out for Harris. I'm trying to make sure that you leave the right slot open to where if you need to make a change –
That's a big part of it. Like, that's – yes, because you got to look at the times when they play and when the injury news is going to be released and if you're going to have the flexibility to respond to that.
Yeah, which I do with –
right.
Basically,
like, you could
I'd be stuck between Bateman and Hunt if I wait.
But what Kamish is saying is, like, you need to hear that.
Right,
like,
now you couldn't.
It's
right
about which spot you leave open. Like, it's – because there's a way you can screw yourself. To where, like, you get the information, you can't do nothing about it. So really guarding against
it would have to be the flex.
Right, and in that way, you wouldn't really be able to play Harris the way you're – because that's initially who you were going to put in the flex spot, correct?
Yes.
After flipping your coin, Damian Harris goes to the flex. So you can't – you don't have, like, a backup option – for Sunday night's game at the receiver position.
Well, no, I just
so
in
you,
that case, I'd probably
kind of
take Freeman out. I would take Freeman out and put that guy, maybe take Freeman out, put the New England running back, leave the flex open for either Hunt
Harris
or Bateman later.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
I was thinking about Stevenson, though, to be honest. Huh? I'm fucking flipping a coin right now. I'm going
Wait,
to
you flip your coin, and I'm going to speak to the outside public for a moment. This is
okay.
A time where when you're setting your lineup and you're talking about you got guys that play at 1, 4, and 8, and then also possibly Monday as well, really setting your lineup in a way that gives you the flexibility to respond to the injury news as it comes over the next several hours is – like more important, it's probably more important than actually selecting the right names, because even if you select the wrong name, you're still going to get, you know, 3 to 6 points, right? But if you accidentally have your lineup set to where there's a guy in there and he's questionable now,
right,
and by the time you figure out that he's out, you've got no one left to put there, that's a zero. And so,
right,
like, this is something that I think is overlooked sometimes. People get so caught up in man, I have six names that I like, and I can only choose three of them. Like, what time do they play, and what are you going to do if you get the bad news?
Right. You know? Does it need to be – who's your backup?
Yeah.
Do you have an extra receiver in a receiver spot, or if you need to make that move now, put them in your flex, and then you have more options positionally, you know, to fill that later if it comes down to it. So, yeah, just definitely something to look into if you're questionable about a player, you know, on that Sunday night or Monday night games.
Yeah.
I'll leave that spot.
Before questions, right? You know?
Yep.
Anything. Yeah.
All right,
like,
so you flip the coin. Who'd you end up with?
I have not.
Oh, geez. You can't find the coin.
What?
There's no cash in the house. Let's flip a debit card.
No. I actually walked in there. My wife heard me talking and handed me a coin. But then I was like, shit, my phone's about to die, so I'm grabbing my charger. But so anyway, we got heads for Harris. We got tails for Stevenson. Giving it a flip.
Okay.
Nice catch. And I dropped it.
Nope. I was just going to put
tails.
It down the drain.
Tails. Stevenson.
Stevenson.
Okay.
There you go.
So now where do you put him? You put him RB2, flex?
I'm going to put him as my RB2, I think, over Freeman.
No, yes, okay. That's the right place to put him because he plays at 1 o'clock.
Yep. So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. So now you're playing Debo.
Yep.
Who's going in that next slot?
Should be Jefferson.
Right now, I
got Bateman in there.
I think you should put Jefferson there.
You think I should put Jefferson in there?
I do, I think now.
But then my flex
Jefferson,
isn't open for Bateman.
If you put Jefferson in the receiver too, now you can wait until the official news of tonight's game, and you pick one between Bateman, Hunt, and Freeman.
Exactly. You don't have to worry about missing on it because you have three options that can all fit in the flex.
Yep.
So that's what you're
talking about. Oh, man.
Yep.
I see the points that y'all are bringing up. These are some very good points.
That's why we do Fantasy Football Radio, man.
Yeah, this is like a key part of it. That we're trying to help the people not lose their money.
It's really hard sometimes to do it, especially when you're talking about Sunday nights and Monday night games.
Yeah, you got to consider that.
It's actually a lot more important and like more nuanced-ish if for the 4 o'clock games too, the 1 and 4s.
Yeah.
When you're at a point in a week that you have so many people on bye and injuries and stuff like that, it actually matters, man, because for sure at 4 o'clock, somebody's going to be down and out.
Yeah.
So,
got
to watch that time. Got to watch that time.
Damn. This is just all so...
It's a key part of it because, look, man, maybe Jefferson doesn't hit big, but he's going to play and he's not going to hit zero. So you get something, you know?
Yeah, but I think
like
I'd rather
play
Freeman over Jefferson.
Just put Hunt, like, he might not play.
Hmm.
I mean, what I think is going to end up happening is you're so excited about Bateman that if Brown is out, Bateman's getting that flex. And then if Brown plays, what you do is you just pick your favorite between Freeman and Hunt.
You both like Freeman, though? Yeah, I know he had a good week last week, but
if it was my roster, Freeman would be below Hunt on this week's possibility of getting the starting lineup.
They play each other.
I know, but I'm saying if I was going to play one out of the two, I would play Hunt this week, as long as he's playing. Like right now, he's questionable, and we may find out that he's out. But if he's suited up, going to play, that's who I would start.
But you would start him in your flex?
Well, in this case, you have to. You got to wait till 8:20 because Bateman is under such strong consideration in your mind.
All right. So at the end of the day, out of the four running backs, Stevenson,
Harris, Hunt, and Freeman, which one are you putting? All day?
Harris is the one that definitely gets in. Okay.
Really?
And then, yeah. And
you
then,
know what? He's got the neck injury, man. That's the same thing that Carson had kind of thing, and I don't like that.
Yeah, but he's playing. Like, click him. It says he's healthy. Like, what do we have to know other than it says he's healthy? Like, what are we going to assume they're lying now?
No.
They are.
Okay, so if he's healthy, he's healthy. I'm playing him.
They're just in a timeshare. They're like a timeshare. That just sucks.
I mean, that I'm just saying, like, you asked me, out of the four,
yeah.
Harris would be the one that, okay, I'm playing Harris. And then okay, and then the next question is, do I want to play Harris and Stevenson, or do I want to move into that other Baltimore game? Okay?
Yeah.
Well, I really would consider playing
Harris
and Stevenson.
I've ever switched up my lineup ever in a week is this one, because I just don't know.
This is, like, I really would give genuine consideration, do I want to play Harris and Stevenson? You know? And then if I decided no, then, yeah, I would go hunt over Freeman. And then I would just have to watch it. And then if it's a late scratch, swap it out, put in Freeman.
Yeah, so you got to check at, like, 7:30.
Yeah. And then in this case, you also have Bateman. So you could put Hunt and then still not play Freeman, play Bateman instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least the way you have it set up now is giving you the most opportunity to make a switch later. So that's really all that's important. And you never know what other news drops, you know, whether Brown's
and
playing
or not. Like I said, Mark, like, I have no, like, interest to root against you. I hope you score the most points you've scored all season.
There ain't no way, bro. I'm missing my best players. Where do you
I'm just telling you what I'm rooting for. That's all.
No, stop it. You can't subliminally sit there on your couch and root against me and then tell me on air that you're rooting for me, because that's a load of shit.
I don't root against people.
You have a fucking voodoo doll over there fucking pinpricking me and my player. What?
I don't root against people, okay? I root for people to perform to
the best of their
ability.
The only reason you probably don't is because you think it's bad juju, right? Right? That's why you don't, because you think it's bad juju?
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with that. It's about the person. No. I mean, if you stop talking, I can answer your question. So, it's not about juju.
You have the little mute button.
It's not about juju that the personal standard for I have for myself. Like, I want you to do your best, and I expect me to do better anyway.
There it is,
juju.
That's
what
all we wanted.
To you.
He's out for the season.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Done. Done for the season.
Bummer. All right. Well, then in that case, Levi, I'll wish you best of luck today.
Thank you.
You see how you know that I'm lying, though?
Yeah, because I know you.
Exactly.
It's about you and your character. Like, I'm a different person. That's all.
Oh. Okay. Got you. Okay. Heard that. You forget I played on the schoolyard with you, boy.
Levi's a kindred spirit.
Yeah, he is.
I love how much you're laughing.
I'm rooting against. Fuck that. I'm trying to play, damn it. There's money on the line.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully a couple guys tweak some ankles, pull a hammy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Pull a hammy, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Just pull a hammy.
You know, not too serious. Yeah. Just don't complete the games. That's all.
That's so dirty. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. You got to complete the game. You know, I don't wish ill will. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Fumble solid production times. Across the board. 3 points per player. That's it.
Yeah. You know, have a rough day today.
I think that's messed up, man. Like, I think
every time I've done that, I lose.
It's not the driving force that guides my ethic, but I do think it's real, what Mark was saying about the juju. Like, you know, you carry that attitude that you just described, and then, you know, you forget to add Niles Davis, right?
Next thing you know, you're 4-7.
Yeah.
Oh. Too soon.
Yeah. My bad.
Goodness.
Anyway, it's a good time.
Fantasy
good time.
Boys.
Yeah, man. Yep. All right.
See,
so I got my lineup report. Thanks, come on.
Anytime, man. Thanks for calling in. Yeah. Appreciate the support here, and
always
appreciated.
Yeah, you're welcome,
May the best
guys.
Man win.
Take it easy.
May the best man win today, Levi.
That's right. Let's do this.
All right, boys. I'll catch y'all later.
Later.
All right, man. Good to talk to you.
All right, bro. Likewise, guys. I think I'm going to go ahead and get my day started before these games start.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Chance.
But,
appreciate you, man.
Y'all.
Thank
always.
You.
And, we'll
Kirk
keep in
Cousins
touch.
Better score 20.
Oh, yeah. That's the theme of the day.
That's the theme.
All right, guys.
All right, man.
I'll
well,
catch you. Sorry.
You. All right, talk to you. Thanks.
Okay. Two good calls.
Yeah, very good. That was
good
stuff.
Yeah, we're going to help the people not lose their money, right?
Yes. Yep. If Patrick, you're still listening, thank you for calling last week.
That's
and,
right.
I hope you're doing good this week. I'm trying to look at to see if there's any other 1 o'clock games with any possible injury options. I just want to make sure Jacksonville.
So, I mean, picks in a week. You know, I don't see a whole bunch of over-unders that I'm super into. I kind of got nervous. Guys, I'm not a professional gambler. I'm really just doing it because I think it's interesting for the listeners here. So I've been staying away from over-unders a lot lately. The plus-minus is more what I've been focused on. So the ones that are at least catch my attention are the Falcons are -1.5 at Jacksonville. Okay. Miami is +1 at home against the Panthers. The Steelers, +3.5 at Cincinnati. Like, Cincinnati's coming off bye, but they were kind of giving up some points in the games just prior to the bye.
Yeah.
The Patriots are -7.5 at home against Titans. Like, I don't know what I think about that game, but that's a very large number. Like, that's a larger number than I would have expected for, like, a 7-4 going against the 8-3.
You're talking that's the Titans, Patriots?
Yeah, Patriots are -7.5. Like, this is 8-3, 7-4, and you think there's that big a difference. Okay, that's, like, I'm not sure what I want to do to bet that game, but just looking at the spread, I'm like, okay, my attention is there.
Sure. Atlanta -1.5. Yeah, that is good. I would take that game.
So, I think that Atlanta -1.5 is going to be in the 5 picks of the week. The other one that's really there to me is Miami +1 at home against the Panthers. And I think I'm going to go Steelers +3.5 against the Bengals. So those are like the 3 picks of the week. I don't know if I can make it to 5, you guys. Like, it's like,
yeah, that's
it's,
cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess I know that Steelers one is a little iffy, but the Bengals have been Jekyll and Hyde, and I'm just going to go with the recency bias and say, you know what, they didn't look too good when the Jets were scoring 40 on them, right?
Yeah, thanks. prospects. I think I could take a like an over under on the Tampa Colts game. It's at 53, but I still think that it goes over.
You like the over 53? Okay. Any others?
I like over.
Let's talk. We can give him one more. Make it a real five picks.
I'm trying to think.
I think
maybe the Rams Packers.
What's the number? 47. I would take the under. Like, I think that's one where people are going to be expecting a number that they're not going to get.
I don't know.
Yeah.
47. I mean, 27.
What's the number
20,
on the Ravens Browns?
Ravens Browns, it's at 47 as well. And
okay, that's another under.
Minus 3.5.
That's another under I would look at.
That I would take the under. I don't know. I'd like the over on LA versus Green Bay.
Which one is more secure pick to you?
I would say probably the under on Cleveland, Baltimore.
Okay, so then let's go ahead and say that those are the five picks of the week.
Okay.
Right. Cleveland at Baltimore under 47. Tampa at Indianapolis plus 53 or over 53. And then Steelers plus 3.5 at Cincinnati. Dolphins plus 1 at home against the Panthers.
At home.
Yes. Okay. And the Falcons are minus 1.5 at Jacksonville.
All right. Five picks of the week. And nothing else really on the injury stuff. And we still have those question marks for the 4 o'clock and the 8 o'clock games, the later ones, but can't do much without the update.
Right.
I like it.
Okay. Do you see like a very exciting DFS play? Like, okay, this is the expensive person that you recommend building a team around for this week?
I was actually looking more at possible cheap options, like Tyrod Taylor. I think he is going for like 5,300, like one of the cheapest quarterbacks available. And he's been doing a little bit with the feet, and they're playing the Jets as well. So I kind of thought that he would be more of a money saver. He would free up some other positions, I think, you know, down the roster. That was just one that I was kind of looking at as a possible, you know, he's priced to score you, I don't know, 15 to 18 points. And I think that's what he gets you. So for the dollar value, I think it would be a decent way to save some money for the running back or receiver position.
So he's 5,300 on DraftKings. I see Matt Ryan at 5,500. And
okay.
Like, I think those are, you know,
I
mean, and you know what? I don't see a ton of big money guys that look great to me this week. I mean, maybe Eckler at 8,400, but even that, I don't know. Like, I think it would be more
of a...
Yeah,
it's hard because it starts spreading really thin.
Yeah.
There, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Deebo Samuel, like, if I was going to go high for someone, that might be the one. Chevy
Deebo, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good play.
Yeah.
It's just hard when you have to get down to the end. You know, it really helps to not have like the worst defense. You know, you're still trying to get into the money there. So you gotta kind of find places to round it out. You can't go too heavy, you know, at the top because
Panthers defense looks like a good play at 3,100. Maybe Pittsburgh defense at 2,700. I heard that TJ Watt is going to play, and so is Minka Fitzpatrick.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of my feeling on Pittsburgh. Like, oh, is TJ playing? I know that's not like the sexiest thing for a fantasy player to really hear. Like, they want to talk about Harris and whatever else. But for me, if we're going to talk about a Pittsburgh game, that's the first thing I'm looking at. Is TJ playing?
Yeah, and as soon as I heard TJ Watt was in,
yeah,
that changed my view of the game big time.
Yeah, Micah Fitzpatrick as well. Like, that's a star player. So, yeah, I would say, like, if you're going to say, hey, let's make sure we secure a strong defense, I would go with probably Pittsburgh at 2,700.
Yeah, yep. Mixon, he's at 7,500. And I think it's just tough because Watt's playing.
So let me ask you this. Like, if you're going to kind of pay a little heavier for one skill player, right, because we selected our defense and we think budget quarterback might be the direction to go this week, you picking Mixon or you picking Debo?
Probably Debo.
Yeah.
Debo. Just because.
I agree.
Defense.
Yeah.
That's,
I agree.
That's kind of what you have to do.
So then we're going budget on running back. I mean, starting out with Henderson at 5,800 looks like a solid play to me. Dontrell Hilliard, you know, when you start going into the cheaper ones, 46.
Yeah, I think that could be especially the pass utilization.
Yeah.
Could be, I don't know, very, very much. If he even got, what did he have, like 10 receptions last week?
Yeah, I mean, if you really feel strong about your receiver plays, you could go Hilliard at 46 with Foreman at 48. Maybe this is budget running back week. I don't know.
Yeah, and then you can spend it on Debo.
I think if I was going to spend, I would spend for Debo this week. Just looking at, like, the higher ones, like, I don't think I want to go 7,200 for Mike Evans. I don't think I want to go 74 for Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I certainly could play Russell Gage from Atlanta. He's 5,100.
That's a nice budget to pair with big money Debo. I agree.
Yeah.
Marvin Jones.
In that price range, anyways. Sure.
Marvin Jones, 5,300.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know. Jamison Crowder, 4,700. Van Jefferson, 49.
You with a gauge, you put in a Matt Ryan.
Exactly. I do like the Matt Ryan over Tyrod Taylor. I don't like it enough to argue with you, just enough to, like, present it to the folks as, hey, you know, maybe this is a good budget quarterback week. Commish noticed Taylor. I noticed Ryan. They're in the same range like that.
I liked the matchup of Taylor and the slightly lower price point. I mean, that it's only 200, but 200 still could be put someplace else.
It could be, absolutely.
You know.
I mean, yeah, that's the difference between Van Jefferson and Jamison Crowder, right?
Right.
So, yeah, always. Chester Rogers, 3,500. That's another light-duty price you might get something out of.
Sure.
Nico Collins, 32.
But that's been a tough play. He has really only been getting, like, one or maybe two targets in a game.
Yeah.
And as much as I do want to root for him because he seems like he would be a great red zone threat, but it just doesn't seem to materialize ever. So.
Go blue.
Yeah, so that's good. I mean, there's some name for your DFS lineups if you are choosing to, but you're going to have to start getting that ready soon because games will be starting here shortly. So, good sir.
Yeah.
It's about time. I think it was another good episode, man. Episode 11 is in the books.
I had fun.
In the books.
I definitely enjoyed myself today. This was a good one.
It was. Thanks for everybody who called in and know that next week we'll be here at 11 a.m. Same time. We'll kick out some links. And, yeah. All right, brother. Well, thank you. Good luck to you this week. I know there's some big – you got some big matchups this week, and next week is going to make up the difference into who gets into those playoffs. So good luck to you, my man.
Yeah, man. It's a big week for everybody. Best of luck to you as well. You know, when we do this, you know, I just want to get one of those rings. And then, you know, maybe if I can taste the victory, then, you know, my spirit will change and, you know, I'll be greedy and the ring won't be good enough unless I take down the person that has five rings along the way.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It might do that. I'm telling you. The weight of the ring.
That's, yeah. Yeah. It's like that sometimes.
Well, a couple more weeks. I'm about to find out.
Okay. So just hail to the victors. Valiant. And, you know, let's watch some football.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, that will kick off episode number 11. Thank you so much for listening in. And hope to catch you guys next week. Happy Football Sunday. Everybody have a great week.
Later, DZ. Thanks, brother.
Okay. Later.